There's a very interesting teshuvah written in the responsa of Rav Hai Gaon. There he tells a mashal, and he actually says it's a very important mashal parable with great lessons. And he goes on to write how there was once a lion that went to the fox and told the fox that he's hungry and he wants to eat. Presumably he wants to eat the fox. The fox, being sly, said, "What do you want to eat me for? There's better tasting meat. Why don't you go eat that human being over there?" The fox, knowing that there was a pit that was camouflaged, and he knew that when the lion would go after him, he'd fall in the pit and get stuck. The lion was concerned and said, "I'm worried the human being, he might prey and I might get trapped." So the fox says, "Yeah, you're right. The human being is probably going to prey. But you know what? It's not going to affect you. It's not going to affect even your children. His prayers will probably come true on your great-grandchildren. So you have nothing to worry about. You're not going to even see them. So if his prayers come true, your great-grandchildren will have to worry about it. It's far off." The lion accepted the claim of the fox and went after the human being to devour him. And sure enough, he fell into the pit. And he got trapped. And he told the fox, "But you told me that nothing's going to happen to me." So the fox said, "It seems that your grandfather also sinned, and therefore you're getting the punishment of your grandfather. They also prayed to him, and therefore you got punished." The Rav Gaon brings the mashal down, and he says, what an important lesson. I say it's interesting because the Rav Gaon is writing a book of response. He's not writing a children's book of stories. Rav Hai Gaon was one of the greatest rabbis of his time in the generation of the Gaonim. So great that he was just called the Gaon. When you say the Gaon, it's understood that you're talking Rav Hai Gaon. And he became the Rosh Yeshiva at the age of 13 years old. And here he goes and writes this mashal, and he says it's very important and there's a lot of lessons. The lesson might be the lesson that we see in Perashat Korach. Korach was a smart man. He was a wise man. But because he got blinded by his ta'ava, he got blinded by his kavod, he went after his lust, he forgot some of the most simple things and basic logic. He says, "We'd rather go back to Egypt. It's a land of flowing milk and honey." He was willing to usurp the throne against Moshe Rabbeinu that made all the miracles. He did some of the most foolish things and he didn't even think of basic knowledge. Why? All because he wanted to go after his pleasure and it blinded him. And what ended up happening? He fell into the trap. And after he fell into the trap, he realized and said, "Moshe emet, v'torato emet, v'anachnu baddaim." Moshe is emet and the Torah is emet and we're a bunch of fools. The rabbi's mashal means the king of the jungle is the lion. Wise animal, smart animal. But the king got blinded by ta'ava. The fox told him, "Yeah, there's a little extra better tasting meat." So he said, "Okay, but what about the fact that the guy will pray against me?" "No, don't worry about it, it won't affect you." The lion was blinded. He didn't think that maybe this happened before and happened to his grandfather, the same thing, and maybe he's going to be the victim of a prayer of many years before. Simple logic. And the lion said, "How didn't I think of this?" Actually, the fox told him, "How didn't you think of this?" When you're blinded by ta'ava, you don't see the truth. You distort the facts, and it could lead you to even fight a war against Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rav Gaon's lesson is still applicable today. We have many people, unfortunately, that misinterpret our Torah. They read the Torah and they put aspersions, they cast aspersions against some of the great Torah personalities and take their whole lives out of context. And the reason is because they're blinded by their own passions. And therefore, they must justify their own materialism by saying that I'm in good company. David HaMelech also acted in my, and as I did, and Avraham Avinu as well. And they come along and they make all sorts of distortions of the Torah. This is coming because of Ta'ava. They're coming, they're blinded by their passion. Only a person that's emet, that's able to divest himself from his personal prejudices, is able to see a true understanding of what the Torah really means and what Chazal says. If Korach was able to make a mistake as so basic as you can't fight against Moshe Rabbeinu, Adon Kol HaNevi'im, the master of all the prophets, then, and Korach was a great man, man had Ruach HaKodesh. But you see, once Ta'ava, once lust is placed in front of a person, it can bring down even the wisest of men, that the most elementary things become difficult for them to perceive. The lion wasn't able to figure out that maybe he's going to get trapped, because maybe his grandfather also had the same thing and a man prayed to be saved. Maybe he was the victim of what he thought his grandchild was going to be the victim of. Basic logic. He should have thought of that. If it could happen to his grandson, it could happen to him. But since he was hungry and he wanted to eat the human being, he didn't see the basic knowledge. That's why the lesson of Perashah is, it's very hard for human beings to be objective, because we all have our personal biases. Therefore, it's important to have a rabbi. It's important to have a wife, as the Hakamim tell us, that a wife is given to a man in order to keep him balanced, in order to keep him straight. And that's what it says, Ezer Kenegdo, that the wife is supposed to be an aid Kenegdo, against him. How is she an aid? By going against him, by keeping him in the proper perspective and not letting him get caught up in his personal kavod or his pleasures. It's the job of a wife to ground the husband in order to keep him focused on the straight line, in order that he does not deviate from the truth. Not the time to ma'arich in this little Devre Torah, but On Ben Pelet's wife would be a great example in our Perashah of an Ezer Kenegdo, that she was able to set her husband straight and give him clarity that the honor that he's gaining and seeking is really worthless and not beneficial, and hence On Ben Pelet eventually was saved. Compare her to the wife of Korach, that instead of giving his husband proper advice, only fed into that desire of Korach, and eventually she and the husband were eternally swallowed in the ground. The great lesson of Rav Hai Gaon, of the fox and the lion.